Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, in this video I'm discussing autism in high school and why you failed in class. Obviously not your fault, all that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan, I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you want to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. Also, if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow and a like to see more videos like this. Oh, and if you're over on Instagram and Twitter, be sure to give me a cheeky follow on those platforms as well. All videos on those too. More videos on those too. Guys, I just wanted to interject in this video because I'm super pumped about something and I just had to tell you guys about it. This is not a sponsored video. Do not get me wrong. This is not sponsored, but these were gifted to me. And if you want to get your hands on them, I have a link in the description below. Right, I'm obsessed with CBD everything, right? I love CBD. I think it's really cool and it's great for anxiety. And CBD gummies are the best way to take CBD, right? So I used to have Yummy Nutrition CBD gummies and they were the green ones we had for a while, but they recently updated them to a strawberry flavor and they're amazing. The texture is amazing. And they just look incredible. I'm gonna show you guys a close-up of what they look like. Okay, check this out. They're just like these little, love it, and they're just really, really nice. It's 10 milligrams of CBD in each one of these. There's also vitamin D in them, and vitamin C, and vitamin E, which is pretty much amazing. So yeah, definitely check them out. Recover and de-stress. But also, they've updated their hair, skin, and nails vitamins. Now, I did a video all about vitamin intake and different vitamins that I have, and I just absolutely, like, Yummy is like the best company out there. They're all vegan friendly. They're made, they're a UK company, and they're made all like fairly. There's no grosses in them basically. You know, you can get stuff that's a bit toxic, but these are not toxic at all. Yummy, you did it again. Please check them out if you're interested, guys. I can't recommend them enough. I have a link in the description below. Actually, the link says CBD gummies, but you know, you can get any kind of gummies once you're on their site. But yeah, check it out. Okay, so on with this video. Okay, guys, so there is huge issues with high school and autism and like the whole integration. Like, before I did a video all about preschool or primary school and autism, right? Now, if you're new around here, drop me a comment and let me know where you're watching from and what your kind of like your background is. Do you have kids on the spectrum? Are you on the spectrum? Let me know in the comment section down below. I read and respond to every single comment, so that'd be super, super awesome. But before I did this video all about preschool and how preschool, you know, our special education school is better and in all this kind of stuff, and it was good. It was a good video. Then I got a bunch of requests over on Instagram, and yeah, you should totally check me out and follow me over in there, about high school. Now, high school was very, very interesting, and especially interesting for me because I attended high school in the 90s. So I started high school in 97. Back then, I was undiagnosed with Asperger's syndrome and ADHD because they still were trying to figure it out. You know, I had been to see different types of doctors and therapists, and my parents weren't really actively trying to push me to get different diagnoses because they were, well, I just didn't know how to be honest with you. And so, yeah, they didn't. But that didn't take away the fact that high school was difficult. Now, I had huge issues in class. Like, I used to go to class. I was so worried. Getting up and going to school would worry me because there would be so many obstacles to overcome. Like, walking to school was horrendous. Like, before I moved closer to the school, I had to walk about a mile or so from my house to the school. And it was just horrendous. It was kind of like that scene in Beetlejuice where they open the door. Once they're dead, they open the door to the house and there's these huge sand monsters trying to grab them and eat them. It's kind of like that. As soon as they open my front door, so I just like run to school in like a cold sweat and then get to high school. And then and you'd be around like kids, different kids, and there would be, you know, they'd have conversations and stuff. And I had no idea what they were talking about or any of these kind of things that they do, because they go out, you know, to social clubs and do all these things that kids do. And they had all this lingo and this kind of like grown-up attitude that they wanted. And I was still there, just completely oblivious to all this stuff. And I didn't really fit in with those kids. Now, that was kind of like the social aspect of it, but that did transpose badly also to the education part of it. I mean, you think about this. I mean, how many people can relate? I mean, if you relate to this video, you've got to give it a thumbs up so I know how many people relate to what I'm saying here. But when you know, when you're looking at a blackboard or a whiteboard or a smartboard or whatever it is you're looking at, and the tutor, lecturer, teacher, whatever, is explaining something to you, what do? Do you listen to them talking, or do you focus on the blackboard or the whiteboard or whatever it is? And so there you have a huge communication issue, because you're like, well, am I supposed to be writing these now? Nothing. So I just sit there with my mind completely blank, like, no idea. And it was just completely just, it was terrible. And it wasn't because I was bad at school, you know, and like I said in a video before, like, I have a degree in chemistry now. If I was bad at school, I would never have been able to do that. But it wasn't me that was bad at school. It was the school being bad at understanding my needs and my learning types. Because schools are very much a, they're an environment where people have a tendency to just kind of go with the flow, if you will. The teachers kind of go with the flow. They don't kind of think outside the box. They don't do the extra mile. Well, most teachers anyway. Some teachers do. You know, you might get the odd teacher who want to do more and learn more about a specific thing. Like, if you're a teacher and you're watching this, like, I salute you. That's super awesome. Thank you so much. And also let me know if you are a teacher and you're watching this, because that'd be super awesome. And I actually interviewed a friend of mine, Chris, from SBSK, which is Special Books by Special Kids. And we were in Massachusetts together, and we did an interview on my channel. And I'll try and leave that link down below or in a card above here. And we spoke about teachers and their attitude towards special education needs, specifically autism. And Chris used to be a teacher, and so he has a really good insight on that, and that's a cool video. And I'll also leave it on the end card so you guys can see that as well. But in terms of the actual teachers understanding my needs, it didn't work. So for instance, when I was in maths class, because my learning type for maths was a bit different to everybody else's, I was more visual, but everybody else was kind of like, you know, they wanted to listen to the weird format, because there's some different formats of mathematics. Like, how on earth are you supposed to know which one every kid wants, right? Unless you take that time to individually assess every kid, but no schools want to do that. So I was dropped out of actually doing a GCSE, which is kind of like a high school diploma score for mathematics. I was put into this like special ed class for maths when I was in high school, and we didn't really do anything. We just like found pictures of sporting equipment and like circled the ones that matched. I mean, it was completely unstimulating for me. You know, it was just ridiculous. And this is because the school failed me. And the reason I failed in those classes was because the school failed. You're only as good as the school you're in the level of support that you can access. When I went to university, and I'll do a video all about that, I had really good access to support and support that was provided. So those things kind of, I could focus on the things that I was good at, and the things that I wasn't good at were helped with support. So the things schools were lacking, and mainly high schools, is A, the education and training for all the staff, and B, the support network that's there, that's set up to help those children or those young adults kind of come to terms with the tasks at hand, and then how to execute those in a manner where they'll understand. It's all down to learning types. If we studied and sat down and looked at people's learning types, we'd understand that there are just so many different people like that exist autism spectrum, people's minds are spectrums. It's not just people on the spectrum that will kind of get a backhand slap from school. It's loads of people. And I see this all the time. And another thing is, like, the school environment is really bizarre. Like, you're supposed to like sit down and you go out at different times, and the schedule for school is really, really bizarre, especially when you think that, you know, everyone has to eat at a certain time and everybody has to learn at the same pace. And that's another thing. The speed of learning is hugely distorted. So, you know, everybody has different learning types because everyone has different personality types and brain types. So as you're learning, and you're learning and learning and learning, some people may excel, and then some people may not excel in certain areas, but everybody has to go at the same pace. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it? I mean, how on earth does that work? So the schooling system really needs to change, which begs the question, is it better to have neurodivergent children in special educational needs schools, or is it better to keep them in mainstream schools? Now, the argument, there's good and bad on both sides of this argument, and we do discuss this in the video I did about primary and preschools, and I did a video just on autism schools. But I think that regardless of which school you attend, the effort should be placed on the children. It's almost like when you go to high school, they're focused on the curriculum rather than the kids. And I know the curriculum's important because you're teaching the curriculum to the kids, but it's the kids who come first in this matter. So, well, how do the kids learn? How does that kid learn? What does that kid need? And once you figure all those things out, then you can apply the curriculum in the format you've just figured out for those kids. I mean, everything should be an interview process. Once you start your first day of high school, they should interview, discuss learning types, and you'll have a personal learning plan. I mean, that's like the logical way to do it, but nobody does that. And it's a shame, because I feel like people miss out so much, because like, nobody wants to learn. Like, it's down to teachers and teachers alone and the education establishment to really figure that out and reassess it, because schooling hasn't really changed for like 200-300 years, you know, but the people progress differently. So that being said, I'm not trying to say don't go to school. I'm also not trying to say that school's a bad thing. School's an amazing thing. We should be privileged, you know, we should realize that it's a privilege to actually go to school, because some children don't get to go to school. But what I'm trying to say is that schools also need to try and accommodate for people on the autism spectrum and listen to the advice, or just train everybody up. And it should be mandatory, because it's kind of like, imagine you had a school that a wheelchair user, a child who was a wheelchair user, had to go to that school, but there was no wheelchair access for some of the classes. It would be appalling, right? Because you don't have the support set up to enable that person to do the course. So why do you have autistic kids going to the school when you don't have the ability to enable them to do that? They don't have access to the learning information. It's a lot to think about, but I think it's something that we do need to think about, and something that needs to change ASAP, sooner rather than later. But that being said, we got a lot of work to do, and there's just so many things. I think that it's going to take a huge change. It's going to take a big change from a government and a social standpoint, and also parents and PTAs and all those kind of things, to kind of move those things forward. I know that there are autism charities all around the world who are pushing in different areas to help in these specific things, and then of course there are the development of special educational needs schools all around the world that are kind of, you know, set up in that way, where they do have personal learning plans and personal learning needs set up for those children. I think an integration between the two, from the mainstream school and the special educational schools, kind of like merging together in the way that they approach the education and learning of a style of a child, I think that would really give some momentum to the change, and it would kind of bring about the change that everybody would want from that. If you think this video is actually powerfully impactful, then please share it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That would be super, super awesome. Guys, if you liked this video, please make sure to subscribe to this channel and check out my next video here I was talking about earlier, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.